Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
As we're back with a South Florida High School sports show for a Wednesday evening, Larry Bluestein, Danny G, taking you up until 10 o'clock this evening. Thanks so much to Josh Wilson from Florida High School football for joining us in a last segment. And now joining us, a three-time state champion, three-peat, and a tremendous job last weekend in Tallahassee. Shaman Amadonna head coach Damian Jones. Coach, well, congratulations. I know it was a long trip, but well worth it coming back with yet another state title. Talk about the experience and how you send out this senior class with another state title.
Oh, thanks, Larry. No, it was wonderful, man. The trip was a little bit long, but besides that, everything else was great. They treated us real well up there. Wasn't the big stadium as last year, but it still was very nice. Now I'm glad what those people have done with the Florida High School Association and with the state title game.
Everybody got a chance to see what you and everybody down South Florida have known for a long time. Thaddeus Franklin is one special running back, and certainly he carried the burden for you on the offensive side of the ball with a record amount of carries and obviously well over 300 yards with 333, five touchdowns. Talk about that young man. I know that he's been special for you since you started, a kid that you've known about since he was a little kid. So obviously you've watched him grow up and mature into quite a football player. Talk about Thaddeus and what he meant to that team on that night and throughout the entire season.
You're absolutely right. He came up through the park circuit down here in South Florida, and I've been watching him for a long time, play on a couple of my travel basketball teams when he was young. But kid is just special. Especially in big-time games, you know, big-time players make plays. And with us trying to win a ball game, we're going to put the ball in the playmaker's hand, you know. We're trying to get the W, man. So it wasn't about the numbers, the stats, or anything. We just want to solidify us with the win and come out of there with the W.
And obviously this is, you know, where you said that the one thing that you were kind of afraid of going into this game was the young kids not having that experience of having in a road trip that they slept out, you know, slept away from home. You went to Vero Beach, which was a go and come back. How do they respond? I mean, because you have a lot of young kids and a lot of young kids that will be back next year that will jump into this leadership role for you.
Without a doubt, they responded well. They responded well. And, you know, that Vero Beach game, the atmosphere at that stadium is crazy. So I think that helped us with this game because, you know, we were outnumbered, you know, with the hometown fans. And, you know, they made a couple runs, and that crowd, that stadium was kind of loud. So that Vero game prepared us. And, you know, just staying out the hotel that night, you know, They were good. They were good. I was expecting something else, but they were good. They were locked in, focused, ready to go Friday morning when we got up. We had a couple walkthroughs and meetings, and they were locked and loaded. I seen the focus on their face, so I kind of knew ahead of time that they was ready to go. Sean Sivers came down from Auburn and gave a heck of a speech at the beginning of the game, man, for those guys, got them crunk up, man, so it was a good time.
Damian Jones, head coach at Shaman Amadonna, three-time state champions, a fourth straight trip to the finals. And, Coach, you take a look at this program now. I mean, this, and I said it, I mean, this is a team that now expects to win. I mean, you play a challenging schedule. You and I talked about it from Carroll City to Miami Central. We talked about the Vero Beach game. You had American Heritage Plantation to open up the season as a kickoff classic. This is a program that played against Delray Atlantic, a team that advanced three rounds into the playoffs. There's nothing that works better, and this is my feeling, and I know that you share that, than playing a competitive schedule. You could get those, as I call them, cupcakes on your schedule and win 48-0, but there's nothing gained. At least when you play a team of the stature of a Central or a Carroll City or any of those programs that you lined up against this year, there was purpose to it. Let's talk about that and how that may have been the difference in a close game in a place where it's a hostile environment being on a quote-unquote and a road game. Even though you were the home team on the scoreboard, it was an away game. How much of those key games like that help you?
Oh, those games are tremendous because then you know what your strengths and weaknesses are. They are very tremendous in you know, preparing you for a playoff run. You know, I commend teams from West Palm and teams from Dade County for allowing us to play.
Right.
Like I tell everybody, I'll play whoever. No matter if we get smacked in the mouth, it's going to be a learning experience at the end of the day for me and my team. And we can't do anything to get better from that, you know. Yeah. So I commend all the Dade County teams that stand up and play and they willing to play anybody because that cupcake schedule doesn't do anything for you.
No.
But give you some stats, but doesn't give you any learning and teaching trying to, you know, move forward into a strong contention for a state title.
And getting this senior group of kids, a very special group of seniors who've been on this ride with you, you know, sending them out a winner is awesome. And I know the feeling, and I know that a lot of those kids that are underclassmen are looking forward to 2020. You have a lot of young kids coming back. I mean, sure, there's a lot of holes to fill, but there always are. Talk about 2020 and you know, this team coming back again, because I know you got an opportunity. You got a lot of key people coming back and a lot of young kids and obviously a JV that did well and a lot of kids that are going to be coming into the program. Talk about this coming year. I know that it just settled in winning this one, but everybody always wants to know how the Lions are standing for 2020.
Wow, Larry, you're right. We just finished it.
But I don't let you breathe, Coach. You know, people want to know though.
No, you don't. You never let me breathe. No, we're graduating 9 seniors this year. So a good group was coming back. And the JV was pretty good this year. They lost one game. So I'm looking forward to it. This is the fun part of the time, you know, building and reshaping for another run. You know, I kind of want to break, though, a little bit before we get into, I guess, spring ball again.
Yep.
You know, it starts all over.
Well, you won't have to talk to me much anymore until next year or till spring. We'll see you plenty, but I want to thank you personally. What a tremendous job. You've done South Florida really proud. Everybody here, I know throughout the entire game, we've got a lot of texts and a lot of activity on social media from Chaminade people back in the early 70s who graduated. Proud of what you're doing, Coach. Congratulations, and we'll look forward to a really quiet off season, then we'll kick you back up in spring.
All right, thanks.
All right.
We're passing the baton. We're passing the baton over. It's Dade County, sir.
Yep.
Finish the sweep.
Good job. All right, Coach, thanks so much.
All right, have a good one.
All right, you too.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.